And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around?
To talk with George Norrie, call the wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Okay, you've got those numbers. We're going to have open lines this hour. But one of the things I'd like you to think about is, can you forgive? And if you can, tell us a story or two about why you probably could or could not as well. You know, Deepak says he can. I asked him specifically if he could forgive someone who murdered someone from his own family. He said yes. I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm not talking about a petty thief or something like that. I'm talking about people who intentionally go out to harm other people and seriously hurt them. I cannot forgive them. Can you forgive a pedophile, for example? I can't. Can't do it. Won't do it. Maybe you can. Maybe that makes you better. I'm not sure. Well, welcome back to Coast. I'm George Moyer. You cannot believe the fast blasts that are coming in about people who forgive and some people who do not. But tell you the truth, more people forgive than I thought. Let's go to the phones. Open lines this hour. Wildcard line, it's your turn. Hi there. There he is. Where are you driving?
Southbound 35, about 50 miles from the Texas border.
Excellent. Keep your eyes for illegals coming into the country.
I will do my best, sir.
What's going on?
Regarding the forgiveness, my thought on this is, see, you know, everyone has the power to forgive if you want to. My example being, you know, if your wife or your parent or somebody that you love does something terrible, chances are you're going to forgive them. However, if it's someone that you don't know does something terrible. In my case, I recently had my neighbor directly across the street was killed right in his front yard. We know who did it, and I don't think I could ever forgive the guy.
How was he killed? I'm curious.
Well, what happened was is our neighbor was involved with a woman who was separated from her husband.
Okay.
Now, they had been separated for quite a few years, and she was trying to get divorced, but the ex would consistently delay it by either showing up with a brand new attorney or not showing up, and he even checked himself into a mental hospital a couple times to avoid going to court. They had their what was to be the final court date to get the divorce finalized. And he came the night before, and when our neighbor came out that morning to walk the dog, he shot him once in the chest.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
No, and I'm like you. How do you forgive someone like that?
I don't think you can.
No, but you know what? There are some people out there who can and will. I can't.
Right.
And
right.
I don't know why. Right. I don't know why I can't. Maybe it's better too, but
maybe we need to find the love and unlock it or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, George.
Appreciate it. Next up, east of the Rockies, welcome to Coast. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Anthony in Columbia, Missouri.
Hi, Anthony. Sure.
Well, I just wanted to thank you so much for having Dr. Chopra on. I love that guy. Every time I hear him, I just, soothes my soul. Again.
I was going to say, he mellows you out. If you're in a bad mood, he gets you out of it, that's for sure.
Well, almost everything that I don't know of anything that he talks about that I don't agree with, not just because I want to, but just that's my inner intuition, my belief. Back in 1987, I was 18 years old, and I was at a party. It was my friend's baby shower / cake party, and we were all, getting drunk, obviously, and having a good time. And I had recently been put on the payroll of the local bakery down where I'm from in southwest Missouri, my hometown. And it was very late, and we had been drinking, and I noticed that the clock said, 12 o'clock, and I was supposed to be there at 11, so I was pretty inebriated at the time, but wouldn't admit it, and went outside and tried to get a ride, and nobody was really in any type of shape to take me home. And being the stubborn person that I was and still am to a degree, I decided, well, I've been lifting weights, I'm 18, I'm bulletproof, getting ready to go in the Army, I'm getting ready to be a Ranger and all this, and have been training for that. So I figured, well, I'll just walk a mile and jog a mile back home. It was only 2 or 3 miles.
Yeah.
And somewhere on the path there, I don't remember what happened because I was struck by a vehicle and have been paralyzed ever since.
Oh, my God.
C7 quadriplegic. And it's been a strange ride, and it's been an unsolved mystery because the people who hit me were either scared, drunk, or a numerous other reasons.
Might they have come from that same party?
Maybe, or another town. It was a back road. It was a country road. It was paved. But, there's intertwining roads from different towns that, that come to that specific town. And we just don't know who did it. It was one of those things, and I've learned to forgive those people. I don't know. We have a sneaky suspicion. I have a gut feeling who it was, and the guy that I think did it was a very good friend of mine. He had the means to, I used to go over this, and I used to be angry about it, and now I'm not angry about it. The things I have anger about are not about those people. It's about my inability to do things, but the anger never comes from those people anymore. And I don't know if it ever did, but I sought spiritual guidance throughout my life and came to realize that I it's nobody's fault. It was karma, and it was bad timing, and there are no coincidences. Whatever I was supposed to learn in this life, somehow I believe I chose, maybe before I was born. I mean, it gets very metaphysical, but the bottom line is I forgave these people. As of almost a year ago, I wrote a letter to the editor of my hometown there in Seymour, Missouri, telling these people, whoever they are, I do not care. You were my friend. You probably knew me, and you still are my friend. I still love you, and I'm sorry that I was there, and I put your life through the same kind of hell.
What would you like to ask them, though? If you did have an ability to know who it was and you met that person, the driver, what would you say to him or her?
What happened? Where was I? What was I doing? Was I in the middle of the road? Was I laying down? Was I in the way? How did it happen? And why didn't you, I'm not mad at you, but why didn't you stop? Why didn't you, make sure I was not gonna die? Everything's okay now. I didn't die and I'm okay. And I'm in a beautiful place right now. I live in a beautiful town. I have beautiful friends. There's a reason for everything. But, those questions would definitely be beautiful for some closure, but I don't carry any anger to those people. I think I know who did it, and I still love those people.
Yeah.
I still love that person. And you know, and I could not shorten my lifespan and give so much hateful energy, and it was just too much. It drained me to carry that around. It was such a weight that has been lifted from me since I did this. I did it a long time ago, but to do it publicly was really, you know, really helpful because it was almost like an official thing.
You're pretty remarkable, my friend.
Well, you know, I felt that it was in my best interest.
Yeah, indeed it was. Hey, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. I mean, that took a lot just all by itself. West of the Rockies, your turn. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Yeah.
Yes, we must forgive. The opposite of for and give is against keep.
Have you been able to do this yourself?
Yes.
Tell me.
I've been through a couple of situations in my life. My parents were divorced, and my dad married another woman, and she didn't understand me, and it was awful.
Did you live with them, or
yes,
you did?
And then I ran away.
How old?
I was 12.
Oh, 12 years old? You ran away? Where'd you go?
To my mom's place.
And she took you in willingly?
For a while, and then I went into a convent boarding school, an orphanage.
Now, why weren't you with her in the first place? You know, mostly...
My mom?
Yeah, most women normally get custody of the kid.
Yeah, my mom left, and then my dad married this older woman and who was downstairs. She owned the building.
Okay.
And she was the landlord. So he did it out of survival.
What did he want? Free rent?
Well,
now, I'm not trying to be cruel about this.
I know, but survival with all that entails. And so then I ran away. I went to my mom's and I went to an orphanage. And years later, before I went, I was had to go to the orphanage or the boarding school. I made it a point to go to this woman and to forgive her. It was very important to me because I knew that if I didn't forgive her, I would be holding that. It would be against keep.
But you hated her in the beginning.
No, I didn't hate her. I never hated her. It's just that it was intolerable living.
I mean, not one day you wished her dead, honestly?
Oh, no. No, uh-uh.
Huh.
No, because...